I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers return to the Capitol today for the annual legislative session. They'll tackle the usual policy issues such as transportation, health care, and education. But as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, they'll also be working under the cloud of sexual harassment allegations against multiple members.
Not only is the split legislature heading into an election year, Democrats and Republicans are also dealing with allegations of sexual harassment. Pending investigations are currently underway for Republican Senators Randy Baumgartner and Jack Tate, and Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack. Democrats have asked Lebsack to resign after he allegedly harassed or intimidated 11 people. Five have gone public and two have filed formal complaints. One of Lebsack's colleagues said he plans to introduce a resolution to try to expel him. Lebsack has issued a 28-page defense that he put in the mailboxes of each House member this week. And in the Senate, where Republicans hold a one-seat majority, a Senate Democrat has switched her party affiliation to unaffiliated. It's also Governor John Hickenlooper's final legislative session because he is term limited. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A rare snowy owl typically found in the Arctic region of North America has been spotted at Lake Pueblo State Park. It's the second ever recorded snowy owl for Pueblo County, with the first in 1984. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.